All right, everyone, welcome back to Morning Hustle Rituals. 5 minutes to win. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and let's be real, sometimes that inner critic can sound louder than a rock concert. We've all been there, that nagging voice whispering doubts, putting us down, and making us question everything we do. But guess what? You don't have to live in its shadow. Today, we're tackling the beast of self-criticism head-on. Ever feel like you're constantly second-guessing yourself? Like no matter what you accomplish, that inner voice is there, whispering not good enough. You know that feeling when you finish a project and instead of celebrating, you find yourself nitpicking every little detail. Well, my friend, it's time to silence that negativity and unleash your true potential. Here's the thing. Self-criticism isn't always bad. It can be that push we need to improve and strive for excellence. But when it becomes constant and overwhelming, it's a problem. That's when it starts sabotaging our confidence, holding us back from taking risks, and even impacting our mental well-being. So how do we break free from this circle of negativity? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you overcome self-criticism and silence that inner critic once and for all. 1. Recognize the patterns. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to when those negative thoughts creep in. Are they triggered by specific situations, people, or even your own thoughts? Once you identify the patterns, you can start to challenge them. Remember, just because a thought pops into your head doesn't mean it's true. 2. Flip the script. Instead of focusing on what's wrong, try rephrasing those negative thoughts into something more positive and encouraging. If you catch yourself thinking I messed that up, challenge it with, okay, I made a mistake, but what can I learn from it? Remember, learning from our mistakes is how we grow. 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and face challenges. Be gentle with yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and remember that you're doing your best. 4. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small they seem, take time to acknowledge and celebrate your achievements. Did you finish a project on time? Did you try something new and step outside your comfort zone? Give yourself credit. Celebrating your successes builds confidence and fuels the positive momentum. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. The people we surround ourselves with have a huge impact on our mindset. Seek out supportive, encouraging friends and mentors who uplift you and believe in your abilities. Limit your exposure to negativity and drama, because those vibes can drain your energy and amplify self-doubt. Now, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweaty, and that inner critic is going wild. It's telling you you're not prepared enough, that you'll mess up, that everyone will judge you. But hold on. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, use the techniques we just discussed. Recognize the pattern presentation anxiety, flip the script I prepared well, and I have something valuable to share. Practice self-compassion, it's okay to be nervous. I'm doing my best. Celebrate your win you got this far. And surround yourself with positivity. Maybe a supportive colleague sent you a good luck message earlier. By taking these steps, you can silence that inner critic, project confidence, and rock that presentation. Remember, overcoming self-criticism is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when the negativity feels overwhelming, but don't give up. Keep practicing these techniques, celebrate your progress, and remember you are capable of amazing things. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you deal with self-criticism? Share your tips and experiences in the comments below. And if this episode resonated with you, be sure to share it with someone who needs a little boost of positivity. Until tomorrow, keep hustling and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.